He eats good oats, whether or not he pulls the plow, Zebediah complained. Old Mose listened, stroking his chin. Maybe you could mix in a little sawdust to fill him up, at least until spring planting comes around, he said with a little grin. I believe I'll try your advice. It's an aggravation when it costs more to feed old Hee-Haw than me and the wife, said Zebediah. That was back in November. Come February, Mose saw Zeb again on his way to town, this time on foot, and asked him how the new rations program was working out. Well, the mule didn't seem to mind a little sawdust, so I kept mixing in more, seeing as how it didn't cost me anything. In fact, I almost had him completely weaned off of them pricey oats when he up and died on me. We laugh a little bit at the false economy of Zebediah. We know that living organisms need good food to do good work and to thrive. But sometimes we behave as though that principle doesn't apply to our spiritual life. I have a couple of verses I'll read out of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and I'll read verses 4 through 8 and 20 and 21. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone. The Lord, I'll read that again, huh? Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad. Whether you are busy or at rest, bind them at your wrist as a sign and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. And then to verse 20. Later on, when your son asks you what these ordinances, statutes, and decrees mean, which the Lord our God has enjoined on you, you shall say to your son, we were once slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. Now, I thought a little bit here about good oats and sawdust, because that was the first story. And I wrote a couple things down, and I'm just going to share those with you for your consideration and maybe kind of blend that in a little bit with this reading out of Deuteronomy. And I thought about, in a spiritual sense, what might be good oats, and I thought of meditation and prayer. And then you kind of think about the corollary, maybe, which might be sawdust. Now, I have been known to get all agitated about a difficult situation. And maybe, if I think about it, that's about as good to my spiritual life as eating sawdust was to old Hee-Haw. And I think about other things that people might do to take the place of meditation and prayer. And it might be procrastinating. I know at one time I liked to play Tetris when I really needed to do other things. And I'm sure you all know what that thing is in your life as well. I think about important things to spiritual life is reading and memorizing scripture. And I think about important spiritual aspects to our lives are conversations and singing. I think singing together is a very important thing for spiritual building up. And I'm trying to think about sawdust, and I think maybe tedious posts on Facebook or something, you know. You've all seen that, or some of the younger ones of you have seen that. I think about, you know, and we got that in Deuteronomy a little bit here. When your son asks you, what does he say? It doesn't say it specifically, but it means tell them a story of explanation. Don't say, because I said so. Because I said so fits pretty much in the sawdust side of things, as far as I'm concerned, in my growth in spiritual life. Now, there might be something to respecting authority, but that's not a very high authority, the because I said so thing. I think listening and understanding is an important part of developing our own spiritual life. And that's listening and understanding to someone else who has problems or needs to talk. We learn sometimes more when we have our mouth shut than when we have it open. Maybe, you know, nurturing a friendship. Maybe we'll hear something about that tonight, as opposed to handing out a tract and saying, I'm done, and I am so glad I don't have to see you again. In our minds, of course, we don't say that out loud. Well, that's just some little things for you to think about, and I hope there are more coming later in the evening. And for right now, I would like to take your prayer requests.